Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to this mini episode of Attribute. Meet the Honeys edition, honey. Yes. My guest today, you might know her if you listen to Gee Thanks Just Bought It, which a lot of you do. This is a dear friend of Caroline's, now a dear friend of mine, an Attribute listener, a Gorgina Gorge with amazing eyebrows. She's an esthetician and a makeup artist. She's also a podcast host and an autism advocate. Her podcast is called Adventures in Autism. Truly, we have too much to discuss for a mini, but I'm about to give damn birth, okay? So the cervix is softening as we speak, and I didn't have any more guests on my sketch. So I said, we're going to try to do a mini, even though we're probably going to keep talking. But please welcome Megan Carranza coming at you today. Where are you again? What state?
I live in Illinois. I'm coming
there
up
you
to
go.
Midwest. Yes.
Come on, feel the Illinois, honey.
Illinois actually sucks, but that's okay. Jackie, I am literally so excited to be here. I can't even explain to you. I told you, I feel like I manifested this. Thank you to Caroline for-
You definitely did. And that's powerful. And I respect it.
It makes me feel like I should manifest more stuff. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
This is the first of many.
Put your mind to it.
I will. Thank you so much for having me and for just squeaking me in before you pop out that baby.
Yeah. This is the last recording I'm doing, believe it or not.
That's incredible.
I know.
I love it.
But
we're
going to make it, the best one.
Yes.
I
feel
that with a bang, just like
I feel that,
just like my, my cervix,
you know?
That what's
said,
it called? The mucus plug. The mucus plug is going to shoot out and there we go.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Megan, right before I hit record, revealed to me that, was it your first kid?
My first one.
Your water broke during a bikini wax.
It did.
Yeah.
This is how things have changed. It was my first child. So I was concerned about getting a bikini wax with the first one.
That's so nice of you.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
At the time it was like, that was just something I kind of kept up with. The other two, no bikini wax. That didn't happen. But yes, my water broke during the bikini wax.
Yeah. And I bet your friend who was giving you the wax now has that story, because you know people probably, when she goes to dinner parties and stuff, they're like, oh, tell me the craziest thing that's ever, and she's like, well, a baby almost shot out of my table. That's, you gave her a story.
Yeah, it is a pretty good one. I will say, as a waxer and, well, I mean, esthetician in general, but waxer, like, I always joke this, I can say it on Attribute, but I always say I've seen more pussy than Bret Michaels. Because like I really have. And I always say, it's like looking at an elbow. It's like no big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good story. I'd remember that story for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been lasered, so I have no body hair.
Oh, good for you.
However, I've noticed, and again, I didn't plan on telling anybody this, but my very, very inner labia, clearly the laser has not been really going in there, because the hairs in there have gotten pretty long. Just from me taking a glance. And I think, though, you know, like when you go through the car wash and there's like the little flaps, I'm like, maybe when the baby comes out, those hairs will actually kind of help move him along or something. I'm going to leave them. I'm not going to get rid of them.
I will say things definitely. Oh, you mean like help the baby come out?
Yeah. Or just give him give him kind of a reveal. Like he's pushing out. And these inner labia hairs of mine that have gotten very long, it's sort of like he's making his curtain, the curtain's opening. It's a debut for him. Because I was thinking, I should cut these. I don't want my OB to think, wow, Rapunzel has inner labia hair, you know. But no, I'm keeping them. I'm keeping them. I also feel like it might be good. Again, I'm not a doctor and this is anecdotal. Maybe good for the microbiome of the baby to have like the hairs. I don't know.
That I feel like you could be onto something with the car wash theory. I'm not so sure about. Yeah.
Hey, these are thick though. Okay, Megan.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Listen, I would show you, but let's keep moving. Okay. So we're gonna talk about two things today. I want to talk to you about makeup and products, and then I want to talk to you about your advocacy and your podcast. So let's.
Yes, please.
Is an attribute. Why don't we?
Of course.
I want to hear about your eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
I just want general tips, the products you use, and then I'm going to tell you about a new product I just got, and I want your thoughts.
Oh, I wonder if we're using the same thing, because I just recently switched my eyebrow routine.
Yeah.
So I use two things. They're both cheapies. I use the e.l.f. I think it's called like the Universal Brow Pencil. Mm-hmm. And I really only fill in, like, I don't know if you can see, I have big brows. I'm very lucky.
Yeah,
I tweeze them to nothing in like my senior pictures. They are lines. I was Christina Aguilera dirty. I'm very lucky and very hairy.
Yeah.
So they grew back. So I use that mostly just in the front where I'm a little sparse. And then I just started using, I'm obsessed with it. The NYX, the Thick It, Stick It.
You're never going to believe this, Megan.
Is it that?
Yes. You're never going to fucking believe.
It's so good. I'm so obsessed. I was using the e.l.f. Wow Brow previously, but I was a long time ago using the Benefit, I can't remember, Gimme Brow.
Yeah.
But that, for the price, like Wow Brow is literally the same. So if you want something and cruelty free.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Thick It, Stick It is, I think, like one of the best brow products I've ever used.
So I recently got it, and I got it because all the girlies on TikTok are using it. And now these are younger women that have a lot of eyebrow hairs.
Yeah.
But I was intrigued. First of all, the name Thick It, Stick It, it sounds a little provocative.
It does.
Do you remember that song? You gotta lick it before you stick it.
Yep.
So again, I'm just bringing up all the vagina talk, you know.
I'm here for it.
It's a big part. I looked down this morning and I was like, I can't see my pussy.
It's gone.
It's gone. I can't see. The belly is big and it's, you know.
It'll come back.
But I opened the little tube up and it's literally filled with tiny little fibers.
Yes.
So you put it on your hair, your eyebrow hair, and it fills your eyebrows with these tiny little fibers. Now, I still haven't gotten the hang of it. I got the brunette color. What color did you get? Do you remember?
So I'm a new blonde. Mm-hmm. So I actually got taupe because my brows are really dark. And so this just kind of like softens them
a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I use taupe, which is definitely like not what I should be using, but I'm trying to pretend I'm a blonde. So,
yeah,
you know.
I hear you. Yeah. I'm kind of the same. My eyebrows are super dark. So I went with the brunette.
Yes.
It's a good match, but I don't have enough eyebrows still. The little one gets all over my face. But on TikTok, this one girl says you use micellar water and clean it up. So I'm trying that right now. But the fact that you approve of this product and the fact that we brought the same product is already a really
incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yes. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Maybe try like my trick though. Just use a pencil where you need like a little bit more kind of tweaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just do like just to kind of get, and they're still like, they're never quite perfect. We always say they're sisters, not twins in like the brow sphere. So you gotta kind of play with it. It definitely did take me a little bit of time too, because it's so much product that comes out.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the e.l.f. Wow Brow was like so light, which I'm kind of like a more is more kind of gal. So I like that it's a lot. And like you said, like the fibers, it literally looks like a raccoon tail or something when you pull it out. It's like full of fur.
Yes. It looks like a wool rug. You know, like a wool rug sheds. I'm like, oh shit.
But it works so well. And yeah, I love it. I'm definitely, brows are like a religion to me. They're a very big deal.
I can tell. Yes. Yours look incredible. I hope someday you can do mine.
I would love to, Jackie. Yeah. I'm going to manifest that next.
Okay, good. Next time if you're ever here, you got to call me and be like, hey, come. I got my Thick It, Stick It. I'm coming over.
I love it. We talked about, my sister and I were talking about going for like a girls trip to LA and stay with Caroline. So you never know.
Oh,
it could happen.
There you go.
Y'all
could all be in the hot tub. The blow off.
That's a dream come true. A dream come true.
Caroline lives very close to me, so we could probably figure that out.
Okay, I'm gonna be popping over.
Can't wait. Okay, now I want to ask you about bridal makeup, because I heard that's kind of your thing.
That's yes. So I'm a makeup artist, like you said, an esthetician and makeup artist, but like, that's pretty much my focus these days. And I, like I had said, like I have a maternity shoot coming up and I do makeup for, like, I do little stuff here and there, some proms, but yes, bridal is definitely my like expertise and what I do the most of, for sure.
So, okay. I have so many questions.
Okay.
Bridal season is here. The wedding industry is so backed up. I read an article that people are having weddings on Tuesdays and Mondays, and it's just because they're making
that's
up
for crazy.
A long time.
Yeah.
So I bet you're busy, but okay.
I'm very busy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My questions are, the first one.
Okay.
What foundation do you feel like you use the most often?
Okay. This is not going to be that exciting for you because I do airbrush makeup.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yes. So, and honestly, I don't even think it's like the end all be all.
Yeah.
But at least like here or in the Midwest, it's sort of like industry standard.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of like where we're at. So the brand I use is called Temptu. It's a silicone based makeup, and silicone is not even something I would necessarily recommend, like for sure not for every day, but for weddings, like the name of the game is beautiful and lasting.
Yes.
Like that is what we are going for. So the Temptu one is really nice because it goes on very lightly, but you can layer it and like have, so like I have all these proms too I've been doing, and I have like some young girls with some pretty severe acne, and like it will cover all of that, but not look like heavy cakey.
Yeah.
So that is my like work favorite foundation. Personally, I'm actually like off the foundation train. I'm tinted moisturizer all the way.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Which is shocking to me because I've always been like coverage. Like I want it all over. I want a mask.
You want it thick it, stick it.
Stick it, stick it, baby.
Yes.
Now I'm a little more mature and I feel things are settling into some lines and whatnot. So I've actually been using another thing I found on the, now I'm not a TikToker, but I like see them on Instagram like 2 weeks later, you know? I've been using the one from Wet n Wild. I think it's called like Tinted Hydrator.
Okay.
And it's really nice.
Yeah.
I really like it. Yeah. They claim it's a dupe for the Fenty one. I've never used the Fenty one, so I can't say, but that's like how it was like sold to me as, and I like it a lot.
Okay. We love a drugstore.
Love a drugstore. Mm-hmm.
What eye palette do you feel you use on brides the most? Because this is something, there's so many goddamn palettes.
There are.
And it's such an investment to choose one. Their colors are wacky coming out all the time. What's like the utilitarian bridal beauty palette right now?
This is a very easy question for me. It is the original Naked palette.
Okay. Do they even make that still?
No. Okay. I was just going to say they stopped making it.
Yeah.
But before they stopped making it, I bought two. So I literally have two on ice.
Yep.
Just in the case because I honestly don't know what I'll do when... And I already had two in rotation.
Yeah.
I always have like the things that I love, I have like several of.
Yeah.
So I hopefully am good for like a while with it, but who knows? The original Naked palette is just like, the colors are warm and a little bit bronzy. It does have some of the deeper colors on the end, so I can really kind of smoke it up if I need to, but it's also got like the really natural, I dip into other things, but that's for sure my go-to. That gold color, I don't know why I can't think of it right now, that's in there, is like every bride like goes nuts for that.
Yeah.
They're all obsessed with that.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm really, I don't know what I was expecting. I feel like everybody says like the Anastasia Soft Glam.
I mean, that's a really pretty one.
Yeah.
It's again, like we're in the Midwest. So it's like, I don't know necessarily like what I always say the wedding look that I do, that I just like my signature look, if you will.
Yeah.
I call it natural glam.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm really trying to make you look like the best version of yourself. I'm not trying to put, you know, crazy color. Occasionally if somebody, like I wore like a deep, like I wore matte cranberry.
Hell yeah.
Which is hilarious when I think about it. I got married 10 years ago, a long time ago. But yeah, I mean like I'm a crazy person, but yeah, for typical brides, we're going natural glam. I even like, I have some, occasionally I have a bride that like will want to do a red lip, but I'm like, you've got to be so committed to that red lip.
Watch that hair.
Nope.
Say you got to be committed to the red lip again.
you got to be so committed to a red lip, because I'm not going to be with you all day long. Like right. I'm doing your makeup. I'm out of there. And I always tell brides too, like, I will put a lip on you, but have a lip that you can touch up with.
Yeah.
And I usually recommend Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk. That's a really good bridal color.
That was my next question. Lip, the lip of the now for brides. That I still haven't had that pillow talk, but apparently it is the universal lip that everybody looks good in and everybody has to have it and blah, blah, blah.
You would love it. It's a really pretty, just like neutral, pinky. My favorite Charlotte Tilbury, like my personal favorite lip color is Bond Girl. That's like probably my favorite lip color like ever. I'm obsessed with it.
Isn't the pillow talk a little corally though? It looks a little like dark coral peachy, and I don't like that. Hold on. I'm looking up yours. I want to see it.
Oh, yeah. Bond Girl is more of like a mauve-y berry kind of a color. It's, you know, I think now too that it comes in other like tones, I want to say. I feel like they have like a pillow talk for deeper skin tones as well. There might even be like three of them. I mean, I guess maybe like a touch of like a peachy to it, but I would describe it more as like a neutral pinky. Like it's not nude, but I'm not a nude lip girl. I'm not a nude lip girl like at all. So that's like about as nude as I would go with a bride or with myself.
This picture looks really good. That actually is not what I was expecting. Just Googling it. So, okay. Maybe I just have to finally fucking get it. I'm not
going to
be going anywhere for a while.
That's very true. You need some like lip balm and call it a day. Lip balm, nipple balm, and you're good.
Thick it, stick it. That's all I need. Thick it, stick it, a little...
You are not going to want to thick it, stick it.
No, honey, no. Nobody's going to be thick and sticking me for a while.
None of that.
Yes. Okay. Okay, I'm curious, when you do bridal looks, when you do prom looks, all these, do you ever do skincare first on your clients? And if you do, what do you feel like you grab the most?
Typically, no. But I always, especially with brides, we always do a trial. And that would be like my number one for anybody, like always do a trial. And so at that point,
can you imagine going in raw dog?
No. Truly not. No. And for them too. Cause it's like, this is your freaking wedding. Like you need to look incredible.
Yeah.
So I ask a ton of questions at the trial. And I also am going to like assess their skin at the trial. 9 times out of 10, I tell them to do like, if they can go get like a moisture facial, great. If not, do a moisture mask. Like, even like every day leading up to the wedding, even so, unless you're like super oily, like we all can benefit from that extra moisture, the extra plumpness, your makeup's just going to look better. I love vitamin C too. I'm always recommending vitamin C to people. I mean, it's not like I'm not giving them a facial, so I can only do like, I have to keep it like kind of simple. And then I always recommend like using eye patches too.
Oh yeah. Do you have one you like?
I actually love the same one that you love. Which one is that? Wander Beauty. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The gold ones. Yes. Which I'm not like using those in other people, but for me.
Yeah.
Love.
They're expensive. they work great.
They're pricey.
Though.
Yeah. They're really good. They're really good. Yeah. But yeah, skincare in general, like I'm just always trying to like encourage a little exfoliation and a ton of moisture before the wedding.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Put those masks on, hon.
That's it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. We love a prep. Oh,
yeah. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now let's discuss your podcast.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're fellow podcast hosts here having a little meeting. So what made you start your podcast? It's a big decision and it's very vulnerable and very personal.
Yes, you're right. Especially because my podcast is like mainly about my son and our autism journey. You know, what's funny is like, So Logan was diagnosed with autism in 2016. And at the time I loved listening to podcasts and I was like, oh, I'm going to look for an autism podcast.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that I couldn't find one. There was like a few that I found that were like either out of production or hosted by doctors and were just like a little more formal, but I was looking for just like another mom, like me, like in the thick of it, just kind of like, I really wanted like real conversations. So I had this little like voice in my head that was like, I should start a podcast, but I had absolutely no idea how to do that. So I sat on the idea for a while. And then in 2018, it was my New Year's, not my resolution, but my goal to start the podcast. And I don't know. I just went for it. I just totally, and I knew like kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do. I just wanted to talk to like really anyone who was affected by autism. So like other parents, individuals on the spectrum themselves. I wanted to talk to therapists and doctors. And I started the podcast in like September of 2018. And right away, the response was just so positive. And I heard from so many parents that were just really thankful for listening to the show. And people would say, oh my gosh, it's like my therapy. And I'm like, it's like my therapy too. Wow. So it just really became like such a wonderful outlet and community for me. Like I have two close friends in my life that I met because of the podcast. And like, I went on vacation with them last week, like they're both autism moms. So it's really like, it's given me so much.
How do you find your guests? Do you reach out to people and just interview them or, cause I feel like you said, finding out your son was four when he got four. His,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And then you're like, oh, what do I do now? Who do I talk to? How do I find a community? How did you find these people?
In the beginning, it was me reaching out. I had like a small handful of people that I was maybe like acquaintances with that had a child on the spectrum. And I was just like, hey, would you want to do this podcast? Yeah. And thankfully they all said yes. And then once I started the show, I had a lot of people then coming to me and saying like, I would love to share my story. Occasionally I do still reach out to people. Like I see someone that I think would be like awesome. But like I said, most of the guests at my show are other parents with kids with autism. So they're listeners like turn guests kind of like me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, fabulous. I think it's so wonderful and helpful. And I obviously don't even have my baby out yet, but I'm already feeling the motherhood isolation and feeling alone about what you're going through and just all the emotions that come with it. And so that's really wonderful and powerful.
Thank you. Yeah, honestly, like I remember feeling that way when Logan was like a baby, having those kind of like isolating feelings. And then, yeah, once he was diagnosed with autism, I felt like I was like on an island. Like right. I was just completely like, I had several friends that had babies like around the same time as me. And it was like, all of our babies were like kind of on this trajectory for a while and like doing the same things. And then all of a sudden, like we went left. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I literally don't know what I'm doing
right.
at all. So it was really, it was, like I said, I get as much from the show as I put out. Cause I have so many people like, just in our corner now and I'm in their corner. And it's really been the community aspect of it is for sure the best part.
Same with Attribute. That's the best part. And you don't go into it expecting that either. You're just like, this is going to be something, my project. And then all of a sudden there's a family, there's a community, there's friendships and bonds growing from, it's really wild and great and a testament to podcasting. So shout out to all the podcast listeners out there. And yes. All the podcast hosts, and you know, it's fabulous. So Megan, where can everybody find your show? Anywhere where the podcast exists?
Anywhere where the podcast exists. It's called Adventures in Autism. I mean, it's not obviously for everybody.
Yeah.
The topic is a little niche.
Right. Hey, we love a niche. I'm a niche influencer. We love a niche here.
So true. Oh yeah. Okay. We're both over 30.
There you go. We're both over 30 niche influencers.
I'm not sure if I'm an influencer, but, so you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts. And yeah, if you are like affected by autism at all, I think you would get a lot from it. I do have like people that will tell me they listen to it. Cause they're like, I just kind of think of it as a parenting podcast, right? Because a lot of the stuff we talk about could pretend, I joke now because like my son, he's 9 and my daughters are 6 and 4. And I'm like, they are so much harder than him.
Yeah.
So like, we talk about a lot of stuff on the show, and it's just, it's really fun. I try to have like a little bit more of a lighthearted approach, because obviously autism is like kind of a heavy topic, mm-hmm. but it's also really funny. And like, my son is hilarious and like does the funniest things, and I get such a kick out of him. And I just think he's so cute. And like, that's why I called it Adventures in Autism. Cause I'm like, really every day is an adventure, and I'm just kind of sharing our adventure.
Yeah, I love that. Can you put your hair behind your head?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
No problem. My last question for you, and this is sort of what you just said, you know, I am about to give birth, only a couple weeks to go at this point. Would you give me some parenting advice? And I'm not gonna put anything else on it. Just general, whatever you want to tell me. No pressure. If you want to tell me something about newborns, if you want to tell me about sons, raising boys in this world, just anything. That's what we're gonna end on today.
Oh my, that is like, I honestly usually don't give parenting advice, okay. Because I feel like we're all so different. Our kids are so different. Because you are asking.
Yeah. I am straight up asking. Everybody in my DM sending me shit I didn't ask for. This is not for you, okay? But Megan is right here and I'm asking her. She's a professional. She has a podcast all about children and raising children. So
definitely, I'm definitely not a professional. You had said that in one of the emails. You're like, since you're a pro. And I'm like, oh, she has no idea.
Well,
I am.
Well, but here's the thing. I consider myself now a beauty expert. Do I have any degrees? No, but I've had 300 hours of conversation with other people about beauty. You host a show, you interview and chat about these things. As far as I'm concerned, you've got expertise in this field. So
I love it. I love your confidence.
And you have 3 kids. I mean, come on.
I do. I wouldn't say I'm a professional, but I would say I'm a pretty seasoned mother at this point. I will give you that. Okay. My best advice is just follow your gut.
Yeah.
With anything with your baby, with your kid, I think moms always know best.
Yep.
It can be something so little. It can be something so big. Logan was just sick a couple weeks ago, and I took him to the doctor. They tested him for influenza A. It was positive, but I knew, I was just like, he's too sick. Something else is going on.
Yeah.
We were back and forth for a couple of days. We were at the ER. And I said to his pediatrician, can you just swab him for strep? And he was like, I don't think he has strep. And I was like, can you just do it? I just want you to do it. Came back positive for strep. And he was like, you guys really do.
Strep?
Yes,
oh,
poor baby. He was so, and Logan is non-speaking, which is a whole other challenge. So when he's sick, it's like so tough because he can't tell me, mom, my throat hurts.
Right.
Like my daughters, we would have swabbed them immediately.
Right.
So the poor kid, he was so sick. He's doing so much better now.
But mom's intuition, you knew.
You just, And there's been so many things in his life, in the girls. Moms, just follow your gut. I'm not saying you're going to always have all the right answers and do everything perfectly, but if you follow your heart and your gut, you're on the right track.
Oh, and you know, I feel a lot of times as women, we don't trust our instincts for various mm-hmm. reasons. So I'm hoping, and I feel like I've gotten a lot better, but maybe pushing a baby out of my body or getting a baby out of my body, you know, however that ends up happening, will turn those instincts up. Because
it
we
will.
Really are animals. I was just watching what's that show on Netflix that Obama narrates? It's like about national parks.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I can't remember.
And there were these lemurs in the tree, and they had, you know, the mama lemur had the babies crawling all over her, and she had a big old belly, a pregnant belly. And I was like, I'm a fucking lemur. That's what I did. I was just like, we are now connected to all other animals that give birth in this world. We're fucking animals.
We are absolutely animals. I will say I never wanted to breastfeed. Mm-hmm. I was like not interested at all.
Yeah.
And then I had my son and I was like, oh my God, I have to feed this baby. Like truly, like it really was like a primal instinct that like took over me. And even like during birth too, like I remember like hearing myself and in my head, like I was literally having like out of body experience. I was like, I sound like a wild animal. Like the sounds coming out of me
like guttural.
Were I can't, and he was the only one I didn't have drugs for. So I never made those sounds again.
Yeah.
But at the
those
time,
are the non-drugged sounds. Yeah.
Yes, the drug sounds are very different. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It really is like when you say like, you have this like mama bear, like primal yes. thing that just like takes over. It's amazing.
I cannot wait to be a lemur. I'm excited about birth. I know it's going to be really painful and crazy, but I'm truly excited to be like a warrior lady and just like make the sounds and just
you know. Are a warrior. You're gonna be just fine, babe. I'm excited.
Yes. Oh, Megan, it was so nice to discuss everything with you.
I know, we could
keep gabbing, but I gotta get you out of here. You'll have to come back when I come back.
Jackie, don't say that because I'm gonna hold you to it.
You're like, I'm gonna email you right now.
But yes, anytime.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Everybody check out Adventures in Autism and book Megan to do your damn makeup if you live in Illinois.
If you're in the Chicagoland area, I'm available.
There you go. I mean, I'm looking right at her. The makeup snatch. So you're in good hands. Thank you, Megan. And thank you, everybody. Listen on Thursday for the normal regular length episodes. And I'm saying this in an upcoming episode, but I'm going to say it again here. If you want to get me a baby present, write me a damn iTunes review, okay? We need them. I haven't gotten any in months. It truly is pathetic. So please write me an iTunes review. I know I never bring them up. And also, keep listening to Nash Tribute while I'm gone. We're going to have amazing guest hosts. It's going to be super fun. And there's going to be a couple re-releases because some of the people I asked to guest host have flaked on me, which is fine. LA is a very flaky town and everybody's busy, but some of them are going to be great. So listen to Nash Tribute while I'm gone. Write me an iTunes review. Listen to Adventures in Autism, Megan's podcast. Cream your neck, and we'll see you next time on Nash Tribute. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.